This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks closed mixed on Tuesday after a pullback from all-time highs, with retail earnings on tap to occupy investors counting down to a crucial inflation report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down just below 0.3%, while the S&P 500 picked up some late trading momentum to finish the day around 0.2% higher. The Nasdaq Composite led the major indices, closing up roughly 0.4%. Stocks have lost steam as investors regroup after the tumultuous run-up last week and as focus sharpens on the health of the U.S. economy. Looming over investors is the PCE index report due Thursday, a key inflation input into the Federal Reserve's rate-setting decisions. Given the market's preoccupation with the timing of a rate cut, the PCE print is seen as a potential catalyst for stocks to move in either direction. In the meantime, consumers appear less confident about the U.S. economy. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index for February came in at a reading of 106.7, down from a revised 110.9 in January. January's preliminary reading was 114, a two-year high for the measure. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg had expected a reading of 115 for February. Investors digested other economic updates on Tuesday, including another rise in home prices and the largest drop in U.S. durable goods orders in 4 years. By contrast, the price of Bitcoin soared to two-year highs, breaking above $57,000 per token, with gains buoyed by a big investment from MicroStrategy. Shares of Bitcoin miners and crypto exchanges such as Coinbase rose alongside the leading digital currency. Early morning earnings reports from major retailers provided a window into how the consumer is faring. Macy's shares slipped as it revealed plans to shutter 150 stores in a turnaround bid and reported another quarter of sales. And finally, Lowe's downbeat 2024 sales and profit outlook weighed on the home improvement chain stock. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.